And we're back on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brian Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers hotline, Catherine Nix. Whenever we hear from her, it means it's that time of year for the Women's City Golf Tournament. A member of the committee here to talk about the tournament coming up in July. And we're very excited to have her here on WREF. Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I love talking about the Women's City Golf Tournament.
Well, you being on the program really is the wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the listening public. Hey, it is that time of year, as if the heat wasn't already that reminder. So you've got that as well. But this year, it's always special. This year, it's even more special because it is the 50th annual Women's City Golf Tournament. So take me through the history of this event and how that all translates to year 50.
Sure. Well, the tournament started in 1975. It was started by at the time, it was the editor of the sports of the Evansville Courier, Bill Flutie. Bill and his wife, Bridget, got together a great group of volunteers, and they started the first Women's City Golf Tournament in 1975. 50 years later, we're still going strong. The tournament is run by volunteers, and there's just such a passion for women's golf and the support in the community to see this tournament continue that we have these great players in ages from 13 on, and it just seems to become stronger and stronger every year.
I feel like women's athletics as a whole has been on this rocket rise over the past few years. See women's basketball with Caitlin Clark, and then women's golf as well with Nelly Korda, and that's trickled into Evansville as well. I've never seen the state of women's golf as good as it is right now. What say you about where the sport is, how it's progressing, the popularity and getting kids involved early and growing it kind of from the ground up? I know that this tournament is really important in that regard.
It is, and, you know, I think we're seeing more and more of our younger girls playing at 13 on, and so we start to see these girls are playing in high school. Every year they come back, they're getting stronger and stronger. Their scores are getting better. They go on to play college golf, and then even some go pro. But what's interesting is that a lot of these past city champions who have won maybe 10, 15 years ago, they'll come back and they'll continue to play, even though they may not be in the championship flight anymore. They might play in the senior division, super senior, but they still come back to support women's golf. And the admiration they have for these younger players, it's wonderful to see. The camaraderie is just, it's just wonderful.
You know, you mentioned players coming back and maybe past champions and playing in the senior division. But you know, last year in the 49th tournament for the Women's City Golf Tournament, it was Taylor Howerton winning. And that was extra special for the community, right? Evansville native. She's born and bred. She went to IU originally, transferred to USI, had a decorated college career. She had been knocking at the door for the top spot in the Women's City Golf Tournament for a few years. Finally broke through. Broke through last year. What was so special about last year and what Taylor did? I remember having her on the program, and she was a great guest. What do you remember from year 49?
Well, I think that what's neat is, so you're right, Taylor, she was like right there. I think she was a runner-up in the second, third place for a couple of years. Then she finally did it last year, which was great. Her mom is also an incredible golfer. And Lou, and so I think she won the senior division that year too. So it was kind of a special thing for both of them. We have several players, like Kayla Osborne. There's so many that come back and play, and they support each other. And we're really looking forward to having an incredible competition this year, celebrating our 50th anniversary. And something special we're doing this year, since it is our 50th, we have invited all of the past city champions from 1975 and through last year to be our guests at the award ceremony, which takes place after the tournament concludes. And we want to recognize them, and we want them to be there to help us celebrate 50 years of incredible golf.
Well, that's to your point, that's a really special thing. And I think it might be one of those things, you tell me if I'm wrong, But just by hearing what you're saying about what this tournament has meant for the sport, the growth of the sport in the greater Evansville area, kind of feels like one of those situations that the past champions walked so that this generation could run. And they're sprinting right now with where women's golf is, coming up on year 50 of the Women's City Golf Tournament here in Evansville. Catherine Nix, a member of the board, is here. The committee is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway in Evansville, tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. Now, this tournament will take place on Saturday, July 12th at Fendrick, and then Sunday the 13th at Rolling Hills, and it is a great event. The open division for players 13 and older, senior division optional for players 50 and older, and a super senior division optional for players 65 and older. Hey, a quick little sidetrack from the tournament, Catherine, if you don't mind. You know, I'm talking about all these divisions. The way I see my golf game, and I'm 25 right now, is everything until I get to probably age 60, I see it as preseason, okay? I just want to be a pro by the time I retire and start playing all the time, probably in Florida, okay? So can you give me, I'd imagine you play yourself, I'm just guessing, if you're so involved in the tournament, can you give me some advice on my game and really the listening public right now? They want some tips too. It's hot but not hot enough to keep me off the golf course.
Well, I think what you have to do is if you can get with a good instructor, that's always important. You have to do it on a regular basis. You just have to get out there and play and really enjoy what you're doing. And you just always learn. I think you're always learning when you're golfing, and take advice from anyone who will give it to you.
Just be happy I'm not playing in the tournament, because I'd be smashing some clubs after duffing a wedge or something like that. You don't want me out there. But regardless, it is the 50th anniversary of the Women's City Golf Tournament. Rich lineage, to your point. You said a moment ago that you're inviting past champions for the banquet. How has this tournament grown as far as popularity, skill level? How many years have you been involved, by the way? I want to know that, but also what you've seen in your time and your involvement with the tournament and how it's developed over the years.
I think that what I've seen is that the players, the scores, the abilities are just, they're getting better and better and better. Mm-hmm. We have some of the younger student or players from high school and college are getting more involved. And I just feel like it's become more of almost a prestigious tournament, because we have so many of the area's best golfers who participate in it. I will also say that we have women, you know, we want women of all golf skill levels to feel comfortable playing in the tournament and to enjoy it. And that's why we have, you know, flighted divisions in our flights in our open division. So you don't have to have a single digit handicap to have a good time and play in the tournament and feel like it's been a good experience for you. And I feel like that just the diversity of the players has really grown over the last 20 some odd years, which is how long I've been involved with the tournament. And I feel like that's just going to continue to grow. We have so much support from the local high school and college coaches. They try to encourage their ladies to play in the tournament each year. And then we have our seasoned golfers who come back every year because they're supporting the tournament and they want to keep it a success.
Now, Catherine, I do want to get you out of here on this. Really appreciate your time. In talking about the Women's City Golf Tournament, which again will be July 12th and July 13th at Fendrick and then at Rolling Hills, respectfully, we're talking to Catherine Nix, a member of the committee right here on WREF, the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. Talking about this tournament, it really is a big piece of the rise of women's athletics, not just women's golf, though it is a leader in the rise of women's golf in the area, but women's athletics as a whole. And I kind of said off the top, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that women's athletics is in a better spot than it's ever been. but it's not quite there. I know that there's always room to grow, and there's always room to improve the exposure of women's athletics. So what else can we be doing to put a bigger and better spotlight on these talented women? Because that's the other thing about women's athletics, especially this tournament. Someone goes out to watch, and they'll be amazed by some of the shots, and I'm going to be there with my notepad trying to learn a thing or two, because Lord knows I can get all the advice I can get, but what else can we do to help and boost the rise of women's athletics?
Well, I think that, like you said, we encourage spectators to come out and watch these ladies play in this tournament. You're right. They will be amazed at how incredible they are. And then also, if you have family or friends that are interested in playing in this tournament or in any sport, encourage them to do so. I think a lot of people are intimidated sometimes to play in a city tournament like that. But don't be. You know, give it a shot. We try to make things as comfortable as possible, and we put players together that are in the same skill levels, and encourage your family or your friends to take a shot and play in a tournament and see what it's like, and you might just decide you love it and will continue to grow in that sport.
That's Catherine Nix, a member of the committee over at the Evansville Women's City Golf Tournament. Again, July 12th at Fendrick, July 13th at Rolling Hills, the 50th annual Evansville Women's City Golf Tournament, also honoring past champions this year with the milestone season. So it's a lot of fun. And in this tournament, that's where three putts go to die, because the talent is off the walls, off the roof. And, I'm really excited to follow along. Hey, Catherine, really, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the progression of this tournament. Good luck for the upcoming season. Again, July 12th, July 13th. You guys do a great job with the event every year, and I know that this season is going to be no different.
Thank you so much.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.